and Brody were going to play coverall.
You guys want to play coverall? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have your coverall board?
At Center Elementary School in Freeport, teacher Michelle Downing is swarmed by third graders asking for dice, game boards, and building blocks. Downing calls it organized chaos.
I need eyeballs, please.
The students each have what are called choice boards. It looks like a bingo card with activities that help them meet the week's benchmarks. They get to choose when they'll do each activity during the week and then highlight each box when they complete a task. Downing says the modern classroom is no longer a teacher lecturing to students in rows of desks.
So spelling, for instance, I ask them to do a few practices, but they can choose what kind of practice they do or who they do it with, and then they tell me when they're ready for their test. So somebody might be ready for it tomorrow versus another student who may not be ready for it until next Friday, and I think they have less anxiety.
These activities are a sample of some of the methods that align with a district-wide proposal in Freeport called Personalized Mastery. In most public schools across the nation, 5-year-olds go to kindergarten, 6-year-olds first grade, and so on. But Freeport Superintendent Roberta Selleck says that system is based on a factory model that's outdated.
Let's say in the traditional model, they fail. They had to repeat the class. In the typical model, they would repeat all of the same curriculum the second time around. In this model, they don't fail. They're put in their instructional level, and they build upon where they left off. And they're not wasting their time regurgitating material that they probably already know.
Before coming to Freeport, Selleck led a school district in Adams County, Colorado, north of Denver, somewhat of a pioneer in competency-based learning. But even before her district took the plunge, there was Chugach, Alaska. Chugach made the change in the mid-90s. It took 2.5 years to convince the community that it was the right fit for the struggling school district. Current Superintendent Bob Crumley was involved with the transition then and says there's no going back.
It would be a revolt, just like, you know, there might be a revolt for people trying to change away from a traditional model. So we don't have to sell it anymore. Our students and their performance sell it.
The Illinois State Board of Education doesn't have a policy preventing Freeport from using the competency-based method. And Illinois law only requires that districts have an organized plan for recording student progress, meaning as long as they track progress, it doesn't have to be an A, B, or C on report cards. Speaking of report cards, Freeport Superintendent Roberta Selleck says they would be much more detailed under a personalized mastery program.
Well, what does a C tell you? It really doesn't tell you whether or not the child is struggling with maybe borrowing and carrying. In a standards-based report card, what you do is you take each of the discrete skills in math and you break it down and you identify and mark when the kid and track when the kid demonstrates proficiency.
Freeport held 4 community meetings about the personalized mastery idea. The feedback was generally positive, but several people voiced concern about how the model would affect minority students and those at the lowest end of the achievement gap. Others worry children will become discouraged because they can't catch up with their peers. Another question is why the model hasn't caught on in more school districts. A big part may be the time and energy it takes to convince a community to change from the long-held traditional model. Getting it to catch on is the idea behind a conference later this summer for Iowa educators. Andrea Stewart is the Muscatine, Iowa District Coordinator for Competency-Based Education. She says part of the sell is among teachers.
They are talking to their peers and within our community and outside the community about how they couldn't teach another way. So, for example, if a student is really good at English, they can kind of fly through those English classes at a pace that makes sense to them while mastering standards, and then they can focus more intensely on those areas where they might struggle a little more, take a little more time.
Northern Illinois University sociologist Joe Magliano researches cognitive development. He admits he's intrigued by the idea in Freeport.
You know, we really are sort of operating on a model of education that was laid down 100 years ago. You know, students come into the academic situation with different strengths and weaknesses, and under optimal situations, they're going to learn how to leverage those strengths and weaknesses.
His colleague, Amanda Durick, also sees some advantages in a more customized learning environment in Freeport, but offers some advice.
The important idea that needs to go along with that experience for the student
is to not think I'm bad at math, therefore I'm being punished and I need to go to this lower math level, but in contrast to think I have more room to develop skills in math and this is the place for me to develop skills. So much more of a growth mindset.
For now, Freeport education officials are taking it slow and waiting for the feedback to come in. But Superintendent Roberta Selleck is itching to change course.
We can no longer afford just to pass them along in that factory model saying, oh, well, we taught it, they didn't learn it. We need to stop the assembly line, that conveyor belt, and say, no, we're going to make sure that kids can learn at high levels.
There's some questions that go with your graph that you made, and there's also one for fractions.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ
so
News.
Fractions, how many of your marshmallows were rainbows?